It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL. I'm Maria Chalaos. And today for Jeff Kaplan, mostly cloudy skies, 77 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. A number of posts on social media are saying a student from Corner Canyon High School was hospitalized with blood clots after receiving the Pfizer vaccine, but the facts have been hard to nail down. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
While there have been reports of cerebral blood clots occurring in a very few people who've received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, Dr. Yazan Abu Ismail from U of U Healthcare told a news conference yesterday the Pfizer vaccine works differently.
And so far, what we're seeing is that this is only occurring with the adenoviral vector vaccines. And what I'm referring to here is the specific syndrome of vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia, not blood clots in general.
The postings on Facebook and Twitter say the student, who we won't name here, is a member of Corner Canyon's basketball team who received the Pfizer vaccine. Some of these social media postings appear to be coming from anti-vaccine activists. Other information has been unavailable because of patient privacy concerns. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
With nationwide vaccination rates plateauing, health officials are putting more effort to those who are unsure of getting the shot. ABC's Kate Larson talked with a member of President Biden's COVID response team this week. With vaccination rates nationwide reaching that plateau, let's hear what she had to say.
Chief Science Officer of COVID Response for the Biden administration, Dr. David Kessler, is not so sure herd immunity is on the horizon, so he's now focused on overcoming vaccine hesitancy.
We just have to be able to help people overcome those fears.
From faith leaders and physicians to celebrities, they all play a role, and he says hundreds of millions of dollars are now being spent on getting the message out.
I'll recruit anybody who's willing to help talk to somebody who's unvaccinated, celebrity or not.
Now, the CDC says more than a third of American adults are fully vaccinated. The nationwide job outlook isn't as good as economists were hoping for. Officials in Utah say our job numbers are fine, but inflation is becoming a bigger problem. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
On the job front, Utah's numbers are still quite solid. Officials with the Utah Department of Workforce Services say unemployment is at 2.9%, and Utah is one of the few states that saw year-to-year job growth in March. But community advocates say the problems that come with inflation are just getting worse. Officials with the Crossroads Urban Center say more people are coming to their food banks since people are paying so much on rent and utilities, they don't have enough left over for groceries.
Food bank managers also say food is getting more expensive and their dollar doesn't go as far as it used to when they had to buy more food. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says federal unemployment benefits are not the main reason why the April jobs report was weaker than expected. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more from Washington.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen rejected the idea that generous aid from the government during the pandemic is incentivizing some workers not to go back to work.
Starting up an economy again, trying to get it back on track after a pandemic in which there are a lot of supply bottlenecks, is going to be, I think, a bumpy process. But I really don't think the major factor is the extra unemployment.
Elizabeth Schulze, ABC News, Washington.
Other national stories KSL is following. The Biden administration is now a step closer to bringing so-called ghost guns out of the shadows. The Biden administration is now, let's take a look at that with ABC's Andy Field in Washington.
President Biden issued the executive order, and now the attorney general's written the rule that would require any build-it-yourself gun kit to have traceable serial numbers. The government reports that in the last 4 years, online dealers sold more than 23,000 gun kits without those numbers that wound up at potential crime scenes, including more than 300 murder cases. If the rule takes effect, it would require identifiers on metal, plastic, or 3D-printed weapons.
That is ABC's Andy Field reporting from Washington. An outpouring of support for people in Rigby, Idaho, after a sixth grade girl opened fire at the middle school, injuring three people. Some students say that they're not sure that they need grief counseling, but they are glad that it's available. Seventh grader Michaela Dean says her teacher was able to keep her classmates calm after rushing everyone into the closet after the shots were fired.
When we got out of the closet, me and my friend were kind of shaking a little bit, and a couple of my friends were just really upset and kind of didn't know how to think about this, you know, because it's kind of traumatizing.
Michaela's mom says people in the city of Rexburg have asked others to shop in Rigby as a sign of support for the town. Mother's Day is a big day for visiting at senior homes and assisted living centers, and after last year's lockdowns, this year will feel so much more like normal. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
The guidelines differ from building to building, but I'm told for the most part, if you're both vaccinated, you can hug your mom or your grandma and take off your mask and sit and talk with her for Mother's Day. It's so much different than 2020. The Utah Assisted Living Association says their centers are safe places, and they say seniors need these interactions.
Officials say they are encouraging the vaccinations as much as possible. Ricky Meese, looks like we still have some big backups out there.
It's really rough. Now, I am going to talk about two fires. One is going to be on I-15 north of Center Street in Provo. Right lane blocked, and it looks like they've got that under control. Also, the flames are out with our vehicle fire in Weber County, southbound I-15, right about 31st Street in Ogden. But that one, you've got solid delays back to Pioneer Road as you're going from West Haven towards Harrisville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two fires at once. That's something I expect to see in July, not right now. Coming up on Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, Jeff is going to tell us how Keith Richards is the man of the future. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.